Amen. And the word of God reads as thus: For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just from that one verse of scripture this morning, I want to ask you a question. Have you found your Valentine? Have you found your Valentine? When we look at today's scripture, it is probably the most quoted scripture ever. You'll see it on the back of bumper stickers. You'll see it on the bleachers in the parks at ball games. All right. And most people can say it with you if you just started. Right. And I would even venture to go ahead and say that you could pick up the random person off the street and they could give you an accurate paraphrase of what this scripture says. And basically, John 3:16 is a simplified statement of the gospel, and it's quite similar to a Valentine. Because you know, during Valentine, usually we will find a card that makes a simplified statement of our love and our friendship. And even when we looked around and we searched throughout the stores, I've never been able to find a card that really says exactly what I want to say. Because love is much more complex than what you can put on a Hallmark card. Be mine, my true love, my Valentine. They all fall short from the greatest gift of love. But I think God says it's best when he says, for God so loved. Now what God is trying to tell us is that he wants to be the love of our life. Now perhaps on February 14th, which was Valentine's Day, somebody here was probably upset because you didn't get that box of candy, or you didn't get those roses, or you didn't get that card from that someone special. But God has told us that he's got the best gift that anybody has got to offer. All right, all right. And this scripture should give us the feeling of the deepness of the love that God has for all of us. And this scripture says that whosoever believeth in him should, S-H-O-U-L-D, should not perish. Now, I realize that there are some biblical translations that said, shall not perish. But let me put some word on that this morning. Can I do that? Right. Book of James, chapter 2, verses 19 through 20. Now, just because you believe on somebody don't necessarily mean that you love them. But when I look here in James chapter 2, verse 19, it says, now thou believest that there is one God. But time, there's a little colon there. It says, but the devils also believe and tremble. It says, but O vain man, that faith without works is dead. And I've come here to tell you that love is what love does. And then Jesus went on to say, not if you believe me, then you love me. He said, but he that keepeth my commandments is the one that truly loves me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And this statement often can bring our minds back to the points when we really wanted to try to show our love. All of us had some puppy love before, hadn't you? Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say puppy love. If you remember that on the night before Valentine, y'all not that old, come on now. You take the to and from on the Valentine card and you fill in the to and from. And sometimes you would take these Valentines to school and you try to make sure that you picked out a particular one for that particular someone that was special. Now, usually, you were looking for that special one to give to your teacher. Amen. And it really wasn't because you loved her that much, but you were trying to butter her up and hope that she gave you the hookup. And that's how some of our love in here is this morning. We tell folk what we want them to hear and let them see what we want them to see. But anyway, when I would fill out this card for the teacher, I tried to make sure that I wrote real neat and did my best. And then you would go through some other cards. And sometimes I would scratch out some of the words on the front. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Because, see, I didn't want the wrong girl to get the wrong idea. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been there. And then when Valentine's Day got there in the classroom, now y'all can let me go back, they would have sometimes little things hanging on the wall of your locker. And usually the girls was dressed up real pretty with some roses and the boys just had our names scribbled on them. But you would go by and you would put the Valentine inside of the bag. And then sometimes if you go back to your high school days, you'd order a flower to give to that special sweetheart and want to make sure that she knew that you loved her. And let me tell you this morning, love makes you do crazy things. Love makes you do extraordinary things. If you don't think so, the words are, while we were yet sinners, God sent his son to die for us, not because we deserved his love, but because he loved us with that crazy type love. All right. Then think about this. Have you ever been hurt by the one that you love? All right. Somebody here been hurt by some love. Come on now. See, what would happen was, I guess we called it a crush. But now, I can remember rumors. Everybody know about rumors, don't you? Somebody would tell you that so-and-so and so-and-so said that they like you. And you would look around and begin to find out if so-and-so really like you. Well, let me tell you this morning, the rumor is true. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And usually when you heard that somebody likes you, you should become gullible. Amen. See, when you thought that girl liked you, you would give up your dessert and your chocolate milk every day at lunchtime. But then I soon found out sometimes that my chocolate milk budget went down the tube because their like wasn't really love. But even though they didn't love us, think about this, they still took your chocolate milk. And even though we get lost sometimes, We walk away from God sometimes. We become distant, but God is still waiting for the next opportunity to tell you and to show you how much he really loves you. And I guess you might feel a little bit different, but when you look at love, love is a relationship thing. And usually somebody in the relationship will change. And when I look at God, the word says that he never changes, but it's us that change. And I ask us this morning, have you found your Valentine? See, all of us claim the name of Christ, and we claim to be Christians, which means that we are followers of Christ, which then means that we ought to carry this eternal message everywhere, that God loves. And see, love is what love does. If you really love me, then what you gonna do for me? I came to tell you this morning that love without finance ain't no romance. Amen. Amen. Let me say, what do I mean? The Bible said that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And it told me that God so loved me. Now, if my daddy has got everything, then that means he's willing to share with me in his gifts of love. But if you can't do nothing for me, don't tell me how much you love me. I'm looking for my Valentine. We as a church have been enjoying, don't stop right there, the special treatment from our first love. We're excited about the extravagance of this gift, and we easily accept God's love. And think about when you first came to Christ. I think about when you first met your real love in your life, how your heart kind of went pitter-patter. Well, when we first met Christ, our hearts pounded in our chest. Couldn't wait to get back to church the next time. Dressed up. Put on our smell goods. Ran in here. Read the scripture. Prayed till the cows came home. Shouted hallelujah. Sung, oh, how I love Jesus. Then I even sung, I'm satisfied with Jesus. But the question was Jesus satisfied with me? And see, I think as time passes, we get comfortable in our relationships. And then before long, our relationships become routine. And then we just start going through the motions. I got the married folk in here. It used to be, it was good morning, baby, but now you might get a grunt. All right. Woo! Come on now. And what happens is we become comfortable in our relationships. And we begin to take folk for granted. And then we just start going through the motions. What do I mean by going through the motions? We do what's minimum. Enough to get by. Off a little, at no risk, or love or abilities. Before we couldn't beat us to church, now we got to drag you to church. Then you tell me how much I love Jesus. And then you give God a tip instead of giving him your tithe. Amen. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. See, love, you can't even buy a drink for a dollar. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. I just told you, love is what love does. Now, if I can pay four for a pack of cigarettes, then we'll come down the aisle and dump God a dollar or some change. I don't think he's your Valentine. I'm looking for my Valentine. And see, we don't show any excitement about our love for Christ. The excitement that ought to get somebody else to notice how much you really love Jesus. See, there ought to be a time that you can't hold back your smile. You can't hold back your joy. Because God has been so good to you. See, somebody said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. See, every time you see me smiling, it ain't nothing but the love of Jesus showing up in me. It's because I've got a true Valentine that I don't have to wait till February the 14th to show up. On January the 1st, he loves me. January the 2nd, he loves me. For the next 363 days, he loves me. See, somebody got mad yesterday because your candy you didn't get. But let me tell you, after your candy melts, God is still there. After your roses wither, my Valentine is still there. After you won't talk to me no more, I can go into my secret closet, talk to my Valentine, and I can say, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. See, somebody said, for God so loved the world. See, very rarely will anybody die for anybody. But see, it said, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. He died for the hookup. He died for the pushup. He died for the liar. He died for the extortioner. And guess what? He died for you. And he died for me. We were all messed up from the flow up. But God said, I still love him. I still love him. Somebody said, how did he show his love for me? Somebody said, he reached way down, picked me up, began to mold me, began to shape me, began to knock my rough edges off of me. But guess what? I'm still not what I ought to be. But I thank God. I thank God. I thank God I'm not what I used to be. And you know what? God loves me. God loves me. God loves me for who I am. I don't care what you think about me, but God loves me. How do I know he loves me? Somebody said he rocks me in the cradle of his arm. Then I told somebody I was looking for a Valentine. Then I said falling in love with Jesus was the best thing that I had ever done. See, this Valentine won't lie to you. This Valentine won't draw up on you. This Valentine won't shut up on you. David said he anointed my head with oil, and he keeps on pouring his love on me. My cup runneth over. And guess what? Even though I'm going through right now, love makes it surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Why? Because of his love. Somebody said, how much did God love me? Let me tell you, love went up a hill called Calvary. They tell me that they took love, hung him high, scratched him wide. They tell me that the nails wouldn't hold him up there. But L hung him up there. O hung him up there. V and his feet hung him up there. E and his feet hung him up there. Love made him stay up there on that cross. Then they tell me that the blood began to run down. And see, if you think about it, everything around Valentine is red. And I can see that red blood running down into the ground. And see, love will even wake up dead folk. They tell me that the dead got up, walked the streets of Jerusalem,
I can see them walking around right now. Somebody said, what got you up? They said, love, love, love got me up. Then I see them. They took love, buried him down in a barred grave. All night, the first night. Somebody said, I told you love wasn't going to stay. I said, you better wait. All night, the second night, somebody was waiting on love. But early, 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 on the third day morning, love got up with all power in his hand that I can destroy, but I will defend. Love got up. Love got up. Not only did he get up out of that grave, somebody said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, I was seeking to rise no more. But I made a call, and the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. Somebody said, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Are you looking for your Valentine? He goes past roses. He goes past candy. He loves me. He loves me. Hey, God is all right. Is he all right? Is he all right? Somebody say, yeah. 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 Somebody said, oh, 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 how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Are you looking? Are you looking? Are you looking for your Valentine? Let me tell you, he's right here. He wants some of your heart. He wants your life. All you got to do is say, I surrender. God, everything to you. Do you love him? Do you love him? How many of you love him this morning? How many of you love him this morning? Then give him your heart. Give him your life. The Valentine is waiting on you. Stay with you all year. Somebody said, but I still like my candy. Then that's the reason he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody said, but I still miss my roses. Don't worry, because the word says he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. And don't worry about whether your love is better. It says he's the fairest of 10,000. Have you found your Valentine? The invitation is given. Will there be one to come this morning and said, I need a love in my life. I want Jesus in my life. Anybody want Jesus? Anybody want Jesus? Anybody want Jesus? Anybody want Jesus? Ow! Take Jesus. Because he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Anybody know he's all right? You ought to stand on your feet right now and give a shout to the Lord and say, oh, 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 how I love Jesus. He's all right. He's all right. Anybody love him? Yeah. Hey. I feel all right. You feel all right this morning? Anybody feel like praising him this morning? Anybody feel like praising this morning? Yeah. Yeah. Have you found your Valentine? I keep telling you, quit depending upon trifling folk to help you make it. I'm talking about some real love. Unconditional love. As bad as I am, he still loves me. As bad as you are, He still loves you. And right now he's saying, you can be my Valentine. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. I'll make it real simple. If you know that you and God ain't like that, you need to come down these aisles this morning and say, I want Jesus to be a part of my life. Would that be one? Are you tired of having a love one day out of 365? He's right here. He's right here. Just give God some praise right now. Just give God some praise right now. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. So you got to think about, when you talk about you love God, as we get ready to leave, you got to think about that he gave his only son. He gave his prized possession. Somebody say, how can I compare it then? Let me draw something here. Bill Gates, he gave all his money. Kids, I gave up my whole baseball collection. Gave you my last M&M. That's the type of love that God is looking for. And I know some of you say, well, I got common sense. You pretty stupid. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. See, God can't bless some of us because our fist closed. Can they get in there? You trying to hold on to your penny and God trying to give you some dollars. Amen. Y'all looking at me kind of crazy. See, love reciprocates. Amen. All right, all right. Won't that blessing? Can nothing get in? And I told you, hating on other folk, don't want what they want. You may want something better than what they got. And when you give God love, you might lose. Listen to me. You may lose everything that you got. Y'all got kind of quiet on me. I ain't got no prosperity gospel this morning. I'm gonna tell you, you might lose everything you got. Now stop. But think about the story. Job lost everything. But don't stop in Job chapter 1, 2, and 3. Go on to Job, I think it's chapter 40 and 41. Where you'll see that God doubled everything that he lost. Why? Because Job loved God. And when you get to the point in life that you'll give it up, when you'll give it up, see, that's when God will bless you. These old raggedy cars we driving, all of them head to the junkyard. That house you living in, 100 years from now, you ain't going to be there. Hey, hey. Somebody else going to be sleeping in that house. Think about where you live right now. 100 years ago, you wasn't there. And somebody was trying to hold on to that little bit. And we're going to die and leave it all. But if you give God what's his, love him like he loves you, your pocket's going to be so full. Your refrigerator going to be so full. Your lights ain't going to be off. Your gas ain't going to be off. He may even let you watch a little digital TV. Because your antenna's finna be off. I'm just telling you. And we've been trying to figure out, how do I have this and have that? And I'm finna leave you. Seek ye first. All right. the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. But he ain't going to be second. Amen. So if your husband first, that's reading both of y'all broke. If God is first, he says, I'll open up the window of heaven. Pour ye out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive it. Let's all stand. Father God, we thank you for this worship experience. Father God, we thank you for those that have come to worship you this morning.
All right.
In spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Father God, we just thank you for your grace.
Right.
We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you,
Father God, we just thank you for all the things that you're doing right now.
All right.
And God, as we prepare to leave this place, please don't dismiss us from your presence, Father God, for we can't make it without you.
Yes.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through the Bible for us all henceforth now and forevermore. Let us all sing amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh.